Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish here in Allston, Massachusetts. And I welcome you, as always, to our broadcast, which comes to you every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 950 a.m., 100.3 FM on WROL, which you can also get on WROLradio.com. And we have a podcast there, /podcast, if you want that. Or if you want to listen to WROL Radio Live, WROLradio.com, either way. And, of course, we're on the iHeartRadio app. So, we are here, and it is Friday. And Friday, of course, brings us the sounds of Father Adriano Zandana coming to us from Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil. And if you've experienced the hot weather we've had recently, you may have a sense of what it's like to live in Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil. It's a beautiful place, and obviously they're having problems right now with the coronavirus, but Brazil is a beautiful, beautiful country, and I greatly enjoy it. If you ever visit there, if you were there for the World Youth Day several years ago, then you probably know what I'm talking about. But yeah, I love Brazil, and I've obviously been to Brazil several times because that's where I met Father Adriano, who does come up here from time to time. And when he does, we'll definitely have to get him live on the air. But in the meantime, he's running a series. He's been talking about joy, and he's been talking about love. And last week, he did part one of faith. So today, we're going to hear part two of faith. And we'll hear that in just about a minute. And he's part of the Canção Nova community. CANCAONOVA.com is where you find their website. It's in Portuguese because it is Brazil. They don't speak Spanish in Portuguese. They don't speak Spanish in Brazil. They speak Portuguese. And so it is in Portuguese. And therefore, if you know Portuguese, you'll enjoy the website. If not, if actually, I got to restart this. If you go to CatholicismAnew.org, you'll find some of their older material in English. And I did the translating. It goes back about 20 years, I think. I mean, 20 years of translations. Well, maybe 10. But it's quite a bit if you want to check that out. CatholicismAnew.org. But in the meantime, we are going to switch everything over to Cachoeira Paulista, Brazil, and Father Adriano Zandana.
Hello, everyone. This is Father Adriano with you again. Hello, Father Bob. Well, today, I'm very glad because I'll be here with you spending this great time. Last week, we began a conversation about faith, one of the three essential theological virtues. We saw last time that faith doesn't just exist in our minds, it must also exist in our behavior, in our actions. Let's talk about faith a little bit more today, shall we? Faith isn't imposed on us from above. Faith is fundamentally a choice. It is fundamentally a choice. Faith is a free human act. Faith is a gift of God which enables us to know and love Him. Love Him. Faith is a path to knowledge, just as reason is. But living in faith is not possible unless there is action on our part. Through the help of the Holy Spirit, we are able to make a decision to respond to divine revelation and to follow through in living out our response. God never forces His truth and love upon us. He reveals Himself to us as free human beings. And our faith response to Him is made within the context of our freedom. Faith requires our real willingness to accept God's message entirely. Because if we do not accept His message to us, we have not been living the faith correctly as a virtue. On the contrary, this way we end up assuming only what suits us. Our own thoughts and wishes. St. Augustine once said, "If you believe what you like in the Gospels and reject what you don't like, it's not the Gospel you believe, but yourself." It might seem to be tough, but without accepting the entirety of God's revelation, our faith is not a virtue, and it is just a lying fable. faith as virtue requires real effort and commitment. Sometimes we need to work on it in order to improve not just what we believe, but how we believe. Through this honest effort and action, our faith is made more pure and real. All the things I've mentioned here are real and necessary. We really need to make an effort to apply it all in our lives. We really need to make an effort to accept God's message entirely. However, do not be discouraged if your faith is not perfect or if you find yourself far from that ideal faith. Sure, do your best to overcome your failures and cut back on bad behaviors by putting your faith into action wherever you are able to, and seek real improvement by becoming the best version possible of yourself. But never forget that God is your Father, and He is a good Father. He has chosen you. Yeah, you, since before you were born. He loves you and He is with you as you are right now. He can help you to triumph over your troubles, fears, mistakes, and sins. He is always ready to lift you up by helping you to live a bigger and deeper faith than before when you are ready to accept it. Above all, I really like to comprehend our faith. Faith as a true relationship with someone greater than us that loves us abundantly. Faith is belief and action, but it is also a relationship. Now, I have a very important favor to ask of you. Please, don't forget that this relationship is what our faith is all about. An amazing relationship with a loving, all-powerful Father, our God, our Lord. God wants to live a true, loving relationship with you. Yeah, with you. And He wants to help you beat what has been harming you, no matter what we are going through right now. Understanding it all and accepting that God's incomparable love is a very necessary step to live a real faith. Because we only have sincere disposition to follow someone, for example, and His commands, when we realize that it comes from someone who truly loves us and that is concerned with our real well-being and happiness. Keep it in mind, please. We are called to live a true loving relationship with God, who loves us as we are right now, as you are. He loves you. He accepts you. Of course, He has been calling you to change, for example, bad behaviors, to improve virtue in your life. But the key to understand obedience is love. We obey God because He loves us. And everything that He asks of us is for our good, because He has loved us. He has loved us. He is not far away from us. He wants to participate today in our lives, in your life. And He does that only with the purpose to make us better and happier than before. He really cares for us. He who has created us knows everything about us, about you. Only He knows what will truly make us happy and whole in this world. Because of that, we need to trust in Him by having faith. Because He has the best for us, for you. So, in order to conclude, I assure you that as all good fathers only wish good things for their children, God's desire to give wonderful things for us that are His children is even greater things. He loves us and only desires the best in everything for our lives. Through this, we can conclude that faith only really happens when we comprehend this amazing fatherly love for us. Yeah, this comprehension is very so important to understand what is faith is all about. When we get this comprehension, we make our existence into a living and constant response to His amazing love for us by accepting and living everything our Heavenly Father has commanded us. Let me wrap it up by stating that the best definition of faith I've ever seen is to turn your own life into a real answer to the message from the God who has revealed Himself as our Heavenly Father, who loves us infinitely. That is a great way to think about the virtue of faith. It consists of living our lives as a response to the everlasting love of God, who has chosen to live an amazing relationship with us by always guiding us along the path to becoming the best version of ourselves. That's what faith is about. God bless you. And don't be afraid to live this amazing relationship with your Father. He loves you. Thank you, our Heavenly Father, because you have called us to live this amazing, this loving relationship with you called faith. We answer yes. We say yes to you, Lord. We want to live this relationship called faith with you. We trust you. You are our Father. Everything you ask of us is for our own good. We believe you. You don't want to steal our freedom. Rather, you want to make us whole and happier than before. We trust you, Lord. Please, Lord, help us make faith, this virtue, grow inside us. Make us increase our way to believe in you. We trust you, Lord. Amen. May Almighty God bless you all, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore. And even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.